Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That's a stretch play. Dodgers have won it all in 2020. Oh, what a shot from Curry. Diggs, sideline, touchdown.
The return to glory.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, folks, and there you have it. If you ain't first, you're last. Hope you enjoyed the intro video. I'm your host, Ryan Siekert. It is episode 157 of the Takeover Sports Podcast, and we got a very special guest here. But before we introduce the guest, I got to introduce the man that makes it happen behind the scenes, Sean Deauville. Sound off.
Oh, let's go. I'm excited for this episode.
Oh, yeah. Really? What makes you excited about just this episode in particular? What you got here?
Well, we got a great guest.
Okay.
And today is opening day for baseball. And as you guys know, listening, maybe you know, maybe you don't, but I'm a big hockey fan, but sometimes I just need a little break from a different type of sport. Baseball is definitely, I don't know, fills the workday a little bit. You can have it on in the background.
Yes.
Kind of just watch it as it goes.
And when baseball starts, it's like spring's here.
Yes.
You know, right? It's like, yep, the weather's getting nicer. So that's why opening day is like a, mm-hmm, it's nice. It's like, okay, season's changing. And I know we're talking, Sean, and we're having a good time, but here's the thing. Like, the episode's not about us, right?
Yeah, usually not.
Yeah, it's never about us. That's the thing. So without further ado, I don't know if you read the title of the episode, but we have running back for Boise State football, Jambreeze, also known as Breezy Dubar. Welcome to the show, man.
Happy to be here, man.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for taking the time. And So, hey, you a baseball guy? Happy opening day.
I'm not really like a big baseball guy, but like growing up, I was watching like the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. So that was pretty much who I was.
Those are baseball teams.
I ain't know who played, but like I just like the colors because blue, like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Boise State, blue.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You've always just been blue.
All those together, man.
And so growing up, okay, and so let's start from where it all began, Anna, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Anna, it's like a...
North of Dallas?
Yeah, north of Dallas, probably like 40 minutes north of Dallas. When I first got there in fifth grade, it was like nothing, but like really all we had was a Brookshire's. I don't know if you know what that is. Brookshire's.
Is that a Texas thing?
It's like a Walmart, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like smaller, but we had a Brookshire's, we had a McDonald's, Chicken Express, a Taco Bell, and that was pretty much it.
Those are necessities.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had what you needed.
Yeah, but like now it's like grown. We got like almost everything. We got a Home Depot that's being built right now. We got a Chipotle. Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Popeyes, like it's
Oh, it's bumping now.
Yeah, it's bumping now.
Okay.
So. And they just won state too, like, I think 2023. So it's crazy.
The year football. After you left?
Yeah, the year after I left. It's crazy.
Were you pissed?
Hell yeah, I was pissed.
You're like, oh, really?
Man. And,
okay.
And, yeah, and it's crazy because my little brother, he was a freshman too. So, like, he was just bragging to me, oh, I want to stay. And you left. I was like, bro, come on, bro. But the same year, I won my first, like, ring. It was the Mountain West championship game.
Oh, so then UNLV. You can go. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
And my ring is bigger, so I was flexing.
Right back
on.
At you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you played in the college football playoffs.
Come on, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
You got that.
I mean, it's just the resume.
He got nothing on me for real.
No, he's still in high school.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
The infant down there.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
So talk to me about Dallas. So, okay, I guess it's north of Dallas because I think it goes like, yeah, Plano, McKinney, and then Anna.
Yeah.
So you had to go through all those cities too. I mean, so when you like go into the city, like as a high schooler, are you going to like McKinney or are you always going into Dallas?
I say like, it depends. Like back when I was in high school, we'll go to Stonebriar Mall. It's like a big mall in Frisco. Like everybody would go there to hang out, just like hang out, talk, walk, like they'll go talk to the girls and all that. Like, and then there's like a nice big food court over there. So like everybody just go click up over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I have some friends that live in Texas. And so I sent them like a Snapchat of me like grocery shopping. Right. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, nice. But we have HEB.
Yeah.
And so I just found out about HEB, dude. Is it as legit as people make it sound?
Bro, to be honest, I don't know what HEB is. I heard about it. I guess it's like, I'm guessing it's like a Walmart or something like that, but I ain't never been there before, so.
Really, you haven't?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I was going to ask you about it. Hang on, I'm going to grab my water bottle. It seems like it's like a Costco.
Yeah, yeah.
And like an Albertsons and a Walmart.
That's what I heard.
Because they have like warm, fresh tortillas that you can get, sample it. Dude, like fresh off the freaking. Oh, yeah. Man. And I was like,
I know that.
Really? Oh, yeah.
No, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they have like they have some other stuff too that they're like signature known for, like some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like a grocery shopping store, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. But it's like Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything's bigger, better.
Yeah.
It's on the screen right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never been there before, so like.
See, the outside looks way better. Is that, that's got to be like a, on the right. I don't know if that's.
It could be an
See, that's
style.
Legit okay, from yeah. the outside. Like.
Yeah. I think they just, there's like a little city called Melissa. By Anna, and they just built HEB, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just some friends tell me about that. I didn't know if you want to break that down for a minute. See, oh my, see, look, they got freaking, they got greener. Yeah, see, that's a legit deli.
Yeah.
Wow. See, okay. So I didn't know if you could break that down for me, but I know there are staples of Dallas, or I guess just in Texas. Like, I went to Texas one time. I went to, you know, had to do the Bucky's.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
Oh, Bucky's says, Whataburger.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
What are some other staples?
Name it
Big X the Plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
See, out from Texas.
You tapped in, bro.
Yeah.
Tapped
in. Yeah. So
did you
I
have an opinion on Whataburger?
Whataburger, so there's like a lot of Californians on our team and they try to like argue like with all the Texas guys like about like In-N-Out's better than Whataburger, but Whataburger, I mean In-N-Out has like cheeseburgers and that's pretty much it. Yeah. Like that's like there's really not much variations you can pick from. Whataburger, you got everything. Like the fries are good.
Mm-hmm.
You got burgers, you got chicken strips, you got the chicken, like,
patty
bro,
melts.
I'm telling you, bro, what I get is a sweet and spicy bacon burger with some sweet and spicy or some cream pepper sauce with a large fry, large Powerade mix of Sprite, best meal you ever try.
Oh, so you're just tapped in.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
I've been there my whole life, so.
That sounds legit.
Yes, we went,
so when I interviewed Talen and Ashton, they were like, yeah, no, it's Whataburger because both Texas, right?
Yeah.
And so, but Talen was like, no, see, that's the thing. Like, you go to In-N-Out, so he's like, it's like a nice little Krabby Patty.
Yeah,
you know? It's like,
it is.
But he's
that's
like, but when
is,
you go
bro.
To Whataburger, you get a burger.
Yeah, like, it bangs too, bro.
They're huge too.
Yeah,
I liked Whataburger. I thought it was great.
In-N-Out just got burgers, but like their fries suck. The animal style, like it sucks, bro. In my opinion,
it is.
In my opinion,
yeah, it's like a love or hate. And that's the here's the thing: if you order In-N-Out to go. The fries, dude, it's a timer.
Yeah.
You got 5-10 minutes.
Exactly. Because it'd be hard, too. Like, when I eat it, like, it'd be, like, hard and just, like, it's just not salty, like, enough for me, to be honest. I don't think they put salt on it.
But if any.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it sucks, in my opinion.
Sean, were you about to say something? I didn't mean to cut you off.
So, we went to Vegas last weekend, and we got Whataburger and In-N-Out in the both same weekend. And In-N-Out's good. Like, I wouldn't say it's overrated. I'd say it's overhyped.
Yeah.
Because I like
it's
that
a good
tip.
Burger. It's a good burger.
They be gassing
like,
it. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I be eating their burgers, like, a lot. Like, it's pretty good. But the fries, just, like.
Oh, yeah. Fries are awful.
It'd be so nasty.
Yeah. I think the fries are the kind of the outlier there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind them, but it's, like, I don't love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool, whatever. Like, I just have to eat fries with my burgers. So, like, I kind of force myself to eat the fries because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
And then I just add extra, like, black pepper salt or black pepper and some salt to it, so.
Whataburger's got breakfast, too.
Yeah.
What?
They got breakfast, bro.
Yeah. They got, I can look it up.
What?
I had a
What kind of stuff? Burger. This is crazy.
I ain't never had the breakfast, so I don't know. I just get shaped burgers.
Is it kind of like a McDonald's breakfast? You get like a, or is it, you get a freaking 4-stack of pancakes. You can do egg on a burger. Okay, that adds up.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy, is that what I see? Back left?
Yeah, they do have that. They got this is what I got. So it's a hash brown.
Oh, good. Sausage.
Burger.
Oh, is it a burger?
I think it might be a sausage burger.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Look good, though.
I'm
a little tired.
Maybe. I think that counts.
Yeah.
It's back, too. Looks like it was around earlier.
Yeah.
Would you look at that? Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about football. It's a sports podcast. we can dive into, you know, Anna, Texas. Breezy Dubar. Talk to me about the high school career. You're kind of here. I got some stats here. Senior year, averaging 8 yards a pop, 23 touchdowns, 1,700 yards on the ground. Okay, beast.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, how we doing?
So, freshman year, my big brother, Abner Dubar, he went to Minnesota, then he transferred to Abilene Christian.
Okay.
Now he's at UCO. I think it's University of Central Oklahoma. It's a D2 school, but he's playing safety up there. He's starting right now, balling out.
Okay,
so
let's go.
He was the senior running back. So like freshman year, I was trying to get on varsity, but like I couldn't because he had my spot taken. So I had to wait for him to go. Freshman year, it was fun. Like I'm with all my buddies. Like we're just like balling out on like freshman team, just killing everybody. It was fun. Sophomore year, I ain't really start. Like I started probably like 3 games, and like I kind of sucked. Like sophomore year, I can't lie. Like my film was horrible. I think I had like 3 touchdowns probably like the whole year.
Were you on varsity?
Yeah, I was on varsity. Okay. I was on varsity. And then junior year, really like when I started like popping off. Oh yeah, freshman year, I forgot. Freshman year, I got an offer from Utah. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I had people like hating on me like in my school, but it was so crazy, bro. Like I don't know, you get hate like from being a, like getting a D1 offer. Like it was pretty crazy.
No one gassed you up?
Nah, bro. Nah. Only like my close friends gassed me up, but like everybody else is like hating, like, bro. Yeah, bro. But now junior year starts cutting up because like we had a new coaching staff. My coach Seth Parr, he's still coaching right now at the high school. He came in from his high school called Coronado, somewhere deep in West Texas, I think, something like that. Came in, he changed the whole program around, like, because, like, the season before that, like, my sophomore year, we won, like, 2 games, yeah. We went 2-8 that year, and, like, we were just, like, horrible, bro. Like, the staff was horrible, bro, in my opinion. But next year, when my new coach came, he changed the whole program around. We went, like, I think we went 7-3, and then we missed playoffs, bro. We missed playoffs. But I had 1,200 rushing yards, I think, junior year, and then I had like 13 touchdowns. It was cutting up, and then senior year came, bro. Like I don't know, like we had got like a new quarterback. His name Evan Bullock. He's at La Tech right now, balling out.
I was gonna say, I think that sounded familiar.
Yeah, okay. He's balling out right now. Yeah, I mean we had like a whole good team. Like we had so our second game, it was against like this team called Aubrey. We were losing, bro. Like, we were losing to like the end of till fourth quarter. It's like 10 seconds left on the clock, and then we do a trick play called Boise. Like we called it Boise because my coach he knew that I was committed to Boise, so he like made the trick play. He threw it to one of my other receivers. His name was Cam. And then he tossed it to my other receiver that was coming under him.
He did. They did the hook and ladder.
Yeah, hook and ladder. And then I was running behind just in case, like, he wanted to pitch it back to me.
Uh-huh.
He took it to the crib. It was, like, 90-yard touchdown.
90 yards? You did that on the 10?
Yeah. Won the game, bro. That was the most crazy game of my life. Craziest game.
Boise.
Bro, what? It was crazy. Nah, but senior year was pretty fun, though. Like, we had a lot of fun. We went to playoffs for the first time. Like, my first time going to playoffs. Because, like, we hadn't been to playoffs in Anna in forever, so... It was pretty crazy.
What, I guess not division, or like, were you 4A, 3A?
We were
4A. 4A, okay.
Yeah, we were 4A at the time, but now they're 5A because they got like pretty big, so they're grown. Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah, we went to the fourth round and we lost to this freaking team called China Springs, bro. They were so stacked, bro, but like, yeah, we got cooked that game, but
happens.
It's all right, though. Yeah.
You got yours now?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, chilling, sir. So, recruiting process. You said you came into Boise State while you're still playing senior year football. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this was true on 24/7. Did Colorado offer you after you committed?
Bro, they offered me. So it was, kind of weird, like, because the coach had called me, he had came to my school like during like the middle of my season, and then I guess he thought he had offered me like at the school, and then one day he had called me. He was like, "Hey, why didn't you post that you got an offer from Colorado?" I was like, "I didn't know that, like y'all offered me," and then like that's when I posted it. I think it was, like, the day after, like, I signed with Boise. I posted that, something like that, and then it was just, like, a weird, like...
That is weird.
Yeah, weird situation, to be honest.
That is.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this was it. I was looking at this, and I was like...
Yeah.
Wait, okay, he commits, got an offer, signs his letter, and then he got another offer.
Yeah,
I was like, wait.
It was weird, okay. Bro. It was weird.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
But, hey, you stayed true to the
Come
blue.
On, man. Told him.
Absolutely.
Big blue, man.
What sold Boise State for Breezy?
Really just, like, the environment here, like, everybody's, like, cool, bro. Like, they're all chill. Go downtown. Like, everybody's, like, just, like, friendly. I remember Ashton took me on my OVs, too. Like, me and him just been cool, like, ever since. I think it was, like, 2022 when I first met him. But I had heard about him in high school. while he was a senior, because he had went off against this team called Aledo, top team in Texas. Like, he had went off. I think he had like 5 touchdowns, maybe. Bro, he went off, bro. Like, he was an animal. He was an animal. But
still is. Turns out,
still is, man. it ain't changed. But really, just like Boise's known for like running the ball. Like, they're gonna pound the ball like down like every team's throat. So like, that's just their DNA. Mm-hmm. And really, just like the coaching, like the coaches here, like, they're like true to the word. Like, my head coach, or my running back coach right now, Coach Montgomery, bro, is the realest dude I know. Like, he gonna tell you straight up, like, what it is. Like, he ain't never gonna sugarcoat anything. He ain't gonna lie to you. He just keeps it real with you.
Nice. Did you meet him on your visit?
Well, what's crazy is he didn't recruit me. The last running back coach that was here, Keith Bonifield, he had left before I even came. So I had to, like, call, or J-Mo called me. And, like, he was like, I'm the running back coach. Introduced himself to me and all that.
Nice.
And then I get here for like, the first day for freshman move-ins. And he's, like, looking at me. I'm like, who is this? Because, like, I never seen him in my life. So,
yeah.
Like, so he told me he was, like, Coach Montgomery. I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, hey, what's
up? Yeah. But, nah, it was Boise's, man, it's a nice area.
It is.
That's a nice area.
Yeah, so it just felt right.
Yeah.
Right?
Felt right. Felt at home. It's quiet. Like, you can't, if you get in trouble here, then, like, you're just doing something stupid. I can't lie.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, August, what was it? August 9th, 2023. Mm-hmm. Step foot on campus. First year, first game in the University of Washington. What was that like?
I didn't go to that game because I had got hurt. I got hurt. So my first game was on the blue against UCF.
Oh, okay, the second game.
Yeah. So what's crazy is, bro, the first play of the game, like, I'm shaking, bro, because, like, they pinned me in. Because, like, we had George Lonnie hurt.
Yes.
Tyler Crow was hurt. And it was just, like, it was crazy, bro. So
next man up.
Yeah, so I had to come in. So go on the field, bro, I'm shaking, bro. Like, my heart's pounding, like, because, like, I'm looking around, like, this everybody's, like, in the stands. It's like, it's full, bro. Like, it's loud.
Lights are on.
Like, I never experienced that. Like, in high school, it's different because, like, I don't know. It's high school is different, bro. But I get on the field, bro, and I messed, like, the play up, bro. Like, I mean, I got 5 yards, but, like, we had to, like, motion from, like, gun to gun, or from gun. No, from cue to gun. And I went from gun to gun like a dummy. And my coach is screaming at me on the side. What are you doing?
J-Mont?
Yeah, J-Mont. He's screaming at me, bro. And I just messed it up, but I got 5 yards on the play. So, but then early in that game, I had like a nice little 30-yard run. I was sliding though, yeah, pretty nice.
So okay, so when you're hurt, you don't make the trip to UW.
Nah,
but they were just like, you got to stay back.
Yeah, I guess that's what they do with the injured players. So
oh shoot,
yeah,
okay.
You can't travel.
We're kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, because I was a freshman, so I'm thinking like I'm gonna go to like every game, like regardless if I'm hurt or not. So, but yeah. I was like, damn, bro. Hurt me a little bit.
I was going to say, yeah, it's tough. Okay, yeah. So battling the injury bug, it seemed like, for the team there in the early of 2023. But little did you know, you joined probably the most chaotic year in Boise State football history, your first year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy when Coach Av got fired.
Coming off a win.
Coming off a win, too. It was crazy. I just remember, like, they had I woke up. It was like 9 o'clock on a Sunday, I think. They had called us up to go to the team facility room. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I guess, like, he had come down and talked to us. He's like, yeah, I'm leaving and all that. Like, everybody was in shock. And, like, I think Ashton walked in late. Like, and I don't think he saw him, to be honest. Uh-huh. But it was just, like, kind of, it was weird. Like, I don't think nobody expected it for real.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But when you got that text, what was, like, the first thing you were thinking? Because didn't everyone get, like, a, hey, emergency meeting?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it was that. And then I saw ESPN, Andy Avalos fired. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, it was crazy, bro. It was just like a crazy day in general.
Especially, like, you guys beat the crap out of New Mexico, too.
Like, we killed them. And then they announced that because he was getting, like, the intern job. So, we're like, yeah. And then the next game for Utah State, we just turned up for him. But, like, we was just trying to win for him. And then the next game after that was, I think it was the championship game, I believe. I could be wrong.
What it was, Utah State Air Force.
Oh, yeah, Utah State Air Force, and then UNLV, yeah.
Yes.
Crazy season, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy season.
I mean, it was just kind of like, hey, I mean, when Av got fired, obviously then Danielson gets moved in. You know, Jeremiah Dickey addresses you guys like, hey, moving forward. I mean, what's going through your head? You're like, Are you just like, I got to stick this out? Like, what are we going to do? Like, is the season over? What's going through your head?
To be honest, I didn't really know because, like, I'm so young. So, like, I'm just, like, still in shock, to be honest. Like,
is this college football?
Like, yeah, like, I don't know what's going on for real. I'm like, damn, like, it's, like, this is really happening. Like, it's real. It's real life. Like, coach is going to get fired, like that. So, mm-hmm. it's college football world.
So, yeah. Did that kind of strike something in you where you're just like, hey, like, my job's never safe. Like, it's next man up. Like, yeah. I got to.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, my brother told me coming into college, like, that's what it's going to be like, so.
And what's it been like so far being under Spencer Danielson? Has it been, like, night and day difference? Has it been a little bit of the same?
That's my dog. Yeah, he stays true to his word. Same person every single day. So, just keeps the energy up. In the morning, he's yelling, screaming, like, just jogging around, doing laps around the locker room, hitting everybody, chucking everybody. He's a cool guy, man.
He seems cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spencer, if you're watching, you're next. We need you on.
Let's do it, man. Come on, hop on. Let's do it.
I'm texting Bailey, his assistant, too.
Come on, man.
And he just had a kid.
Yeah, he did. I think it was a boy.
Because he's had 2-3 girls so far?
Yeah, he has 2 girls, and then I think he has...
Third kid's a boy,
yeah.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Congrats, coach. Congrats. That's awesome. So, but yeah, soon. Soon.
Well, let's do it, man.
So, yeah, I know you had mentioned a little bit about, you know, Ashton and the relationship. It seems like it's literally ever since you stepped foot in Boise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's it been like just kind of not only, like, learning from him, but just being his friend?
That's my dog, bro. Like, I don't know, like, 2022, like, when he brought me here or when I came here, we just clicked up, like, instantly, bro. Like, I was sleeping in his dorm. Like during my official visit, and we was just chilling, bro. Like, took me out. We went to go party for a little bit. We was chilling. what else we do? We was just like, we had like a nice night. We went to go get some food too. But nah, like ever since then, like me and him just like been so close. But like, that's my real life brother. man, like during the games, bro, we just be chatting it up, bro. Like, I'm just like telling him how like how proud I am of him, bro. Like what he does. Like, he's an inspiration to everybody and me. Mm-hmm. That's my dog. Like, even like y'all see like all of the TikToks too. So like, yeah,
it's fire, bro. I would say, speaking of, like, are you gonna be missing doing those dances and everything?
I mean,
they're fire TikToks, dude.
Yeah, I really should have hit it with him yesterday because he was here for the pro day and we was hanging out for a little bit. Uh-huh. But yeah, I probably should have hit it with him. But like, it's gonna be like a little different now. But now my new dance partner is Sayer Gang. So
nice.
We'll lock in.
Malik Sherrod, has he passed it? Has he passed the test yet?
Malik can dance. He does like his little like 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Like dance like that. But like I don't know. We gonna see. But Sire can dance though for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Dylan Riley?
Dylan, he don't be trying to dance. I think he can dance, but he don't be trying to dance. Like I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he'll be one day be like, you know what, Breezy?
One day.
I want to be in one of these.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Dylan, if you're watching this, bro, lock in. Lock in, bro.
Lock in.
Yeah.
Hey, your time could be soon.
Let's do it.
So, like, when you guys set up, like, the TikToks, is this rehearsed? Or is this kind of like, yo, I saw this one thing. We should try
it. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what we do. Like, he calls me out of my room because I room with T-Crow, and he rooms with Dylan Riley. So, he'll call me out the room, be like, hey, come on. Let's go in the hallway. Go in the hallway. I'll be like, okay, yeah. We get this one, I just seen, and then he could be like, nah, let's hit this one, and then we hit it on his phone, and then we'll make a video on my phone, too, so
it's pretty
fun.
Sturdy young, and I got hot ball.
Come on, man.
Tripping.
That one went viral.
That was nice.
Bro, we had to force Mad Dog to get into the video, bro.
Hilarious.
He wouldn't do it.
What?
He wouldn't do it. Acting shy, bro.
The Trell was the one at the end.
Yeah,
but Mad Dog killed his.
He killed it.
Yeah.
He killed it. Bro, the comment section went wild for him.
Hilarious.
It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you? I'm curious here. So, do you have like a Kobe story for Ashton? Like, is there anything where you're like, oh, this guy's different? Like, he was in the locker room at 4 a.m.
Bro, there's a lot of things that he did, bro. Like, it's just like so much. Like, I don't know. let me think, bro.
Is there any one where you're just like
really
different?
Okay, yeah. When he squatted 610 pounds and like it was nothing, bro. And when he got up, I'm like, bro, what in the world did I see? Like, it was crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like that, but he moved it so fast. Like, he didn't struggle or anything. I think he hit, like, 700 for real, if he wanted to.
Because didn't they cut him off?
They cut him off,
They were just like, nah, you're good.
There's
like,
no point. They know he can get up there, so, like, ain't no point in, like, pin stress on your back, trying to hurt yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think, what would be his max, if you had to guess?
I'm going to give him, like, 720. Maybe higher. He probably got stronger. Like, you see his pro day pictures. Dude, he's Aki, bro. He's ginormous.
A person built like that should not move the way he does. Bro. It's nuts.
Bro, he's just like a little bowling ball, bro. It's crazy.
Little.
Bro.
Little.
Big bowling ball.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, okay. I always like to ask because he's incredible, dude.
Crazy guy, man.
And hey, like Coach Danielson says, 10 out of 10 human beings.
That's true. That's true, bro.
Sweet dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So my roommate, she served at the restaurant where he went with the Raiders GM,
coach,
and Spencer Danielson.
Okay.
She was the server.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, you'll never guess who I served. I'm like, who? She was like, Ashton Gentry, the head coach. I'm like, you realize the Raiders GM was there, too.
That's fine.
She's like, yeah, they were just strictly talking football. Like, it seemed pretty serious. I didn't want to, like, interrupt. I was like, yeah, that was, like, damn near an interview.
Yeah, it really is, to be honest. I hope he goes to the Broncos, for real. Broncos.
They have to trade up.
Yeah, they would.
They have to. Because, what, they're at 20?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to fall that low. I can't lie. I think I have him going, like, top 10, in my opinion.
I think it's a lock now.
I think, I ain't going to lie, he's a Raider. I'm calling it right now.
Dude, I think so, too, bro. I think, I mean, not only, he chatted with the GM, and but, like, dude, Pete Carroll loves his running backs.
Yeah.
He needs his, like, Marshawn Lynch type, like, bowling ball.
He's
back.
That guy.
He's that guy. And I'm sorry.
In my opinion, Madison left. To be honest. I'm saying it right here. I'm sorry. I'm saying it.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Hey, you're right.
Come on, man.
Come on. And he's got Geno now, so he's got, like, a, you know, solid quarterback, too.
Yeah.
No Aiden O'Connell. Like, I'd be stoked.
Yeah, I would, too.
I'd like to, I mean, I don't think it'll happen. For the Saints, but Kellen Moore and Ashton Gentry teaming up together would just be like,
nah, that would be crazy.
Idaho would be black and gold.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara too plays for them too, like that would be like a nice little running back duo, bro.
And they're like, they are similar. A perfect like prototype.
Yeah, one's just bigger, one's smaller. So
yeah, little boom and zoom.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
because that's when Kamara was thriving the most. Like when Ingram was kind of they were feeding off each other.
Nice little duo. That's what it is, bro.
Yes.
Pound that rock.
Ashton can catch, too.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. So slept on. Slept on receiver.
Because he didn't really catch the ball, like, out the backfield this year because, like, that's just, like, getting a lot of carries.
We're trying to catch Barry Sanders.
But, yeah. But, like, the year before that, he was, like, running crazy routes, like.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Dude, yeah, the Air Force screen he took to the crib, 70 yards.
Bro, what?
Hurdle.
That was amazing.
Stiff arm. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of, like, some of the crazy things he's done, like, Utah State game, I remember he gets the ball, like, first carry, first play offense. He takes it to the crib for, like, 60-something yards. I don't know if you remember
that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even my seat yet, bro. I was pissed.
Bro, that was so crazy, bro. It was amazing. I never seen that, but, like, I never see somebody touch the ball for the first time in the game and just take it to the crib for, like, 60-plus yards. Like, that's different.
And especially, wasn't it coming off the Wazoo game? Where, like, everyone now is looking at Ashton, right?
Yep.
It's like, dude, okay, let's just tune in. Let's see what happens.
That was it.
House call.
Man, he's different, bro.
And the Hornets announcer, too, calling.
Yeah.
That was great.
Jensen! Yeah. Oh, there he goes!
Bro,
it was amazing,
that sold it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we covered Ashton. And I'm kind of curious, too. So, offseason, college football. You as a collegiate athlete. And I'm curious, man. The transfer portal, NIL, it's all kind of just the way things are now
right,
with college football. How do you feel about the transfer portal? Like, as an athlete, what are your pros and cons about it? What do you like? What don't you like? If there's any you have,
I mean,
for one side.
Really, I don't know how I really, like, feel about it, but, like, I guess, like, if you, like, think it's what's best for you, then, like, it's what's best for you. Like, if you think that's what's, like, if you think that's what God's, like, leading you to do, then I say let's go with it. But me personally, like, I just like the development, and, like, I feel like not all schools are gonna like tell you, like, the truth, to be honest. I feel like they just gonna, like, tell you, like, they're gonna offer you this amount of money, and you get there, and then it's like bull crap, like,
yeah,
it's like a whole lie. And then, like, you still have to, like, battle to get, like, the starting spot regardless. So, like, in my opinion, I don't know, like, how I feel about it for real, to be honest.
Yeah, because we're seeing it live, too. Like, that UNLV quarterback was, like, promised $100K if he stayed.
Yeah, I saw that.
He only got $3,000 of it.
Exactly.
Like, the money couldn't even be, like, it might not even be real.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the Wild West right now. super unfortunate. You're right, too. Someone can be like, hey, we'll give you this much money. You'll start. Next thing you know, you show up. It's like, okay, well, you're battling with him.
Yeah.
Then you're locked in.
Exactly.
You know, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Those colleges, too, like, they have, like, they have a little bit more intelligence, but they know the system a little bit better than an athlete will, and they can kind of work through the loopholes.
Yeah. And also, I feel like if you're just, like, going to do that for the money, then, like, just, like make sure it's, like, guaranteed, bro. Like, don't just go there, bro. Like, just, like.
I'm all for getting your bag.
Yeah.
I am. Seriously. Go. Like, especially now, like, if you have the chance to do it, go.
Yeah.
But you better make sure that is 100%, in.
100%,
bro. Like, you better be seeing that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. That's all I ask. You
then
know?
Again, like,
look after each other.
Yeah. Then again, if that coach is lying, I guess you could also, like, sue him, like that UNLV quote yeah. like did. So.
It's yeah. crazy. It's literally yeah. like, it's a whole business now.
It's crazy.
College
bro.
Sports.
It's about Brad now, bro. It's crazy. Times have changed, bro.
Yes. Is there anything you would change about the portal if you had to? One thing or two things or anything? I know one thing I would change.
I don't really know, to be honest.
The window.
The window. Oh, yeah, the window.
Make it after the season.
Because, I mean, yeah, there is two windows, right? It's
Yeah.
So the one's coming up right now, April 16th to the 26th, I believe. And then there's one more.
Like before fall camp, right?
I think it's after the season.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's December. I think the December one's like the bigger window.
Yeah.
Because it goes through January too.
Yes. Like yeah. when the regular season ends, then that opens, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, why not just do it after? Like,
I don't know.
That's what's messed up. I feel like because like teams are trying to compete for a national championship.
Yeah.
But head coaches are like, I'm trying to prepare for. Spencer Danielson, for example, I'm trying to prepare for Penn State, but also trying to keep my players here.
Yeah.
You know, and also like players maybe I like for the future. I just feel like that's so tough. Like, I feel like make the window after the national championship, literally the day after, the very day after. Then it's like, okay, now we're all focusing on recruiting
yeah.
to keep and also like receive as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with that or not.
No, I do.
Maybe the window is good. I don't.
Yeah. You know. I mean, this is. What it's come down to, so.
It's crazy.
Just got adjust to it now.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
Well, Breezy, I mean, you're going to be in your third year.
Yep.
Time's flying.
It's going by fast, bro. There was a line when they said, your time in college goes by fast, bro. So just trying to get better every practice and then just keep balling out.
It's a perfect segue because next question here for you. Everything that you've learned so far, everything that you've experienced, what's like something that you know you're going to be taking with you into, you know, this upcoming year that you've learned and experienced?
Really, just like staying locked in, like just like having like a daily routine, to be honest, because if you have that, then like life gets better. I can't lie. Like my coach, Kajema, he preaches that like every single time, like when we're in our running back room. Yeah, like, you have to have, like, good habits. You have to have, like, a good daily routine to keep going and, like, just, like, have, like, a good life, to be honest. Because if not, then you're just going to be, like, everywhere scattered, not knowing what you're doing. And then, like, you're just going to be, like, confused with stuff. So, just, like, I think it's, like, building good habits, to be honest. Like, waking up in the morning, praying to God. I say, like, because, like, right now, my strength and conditioning coach, Coach Hilgart, he put us on with some game. He told us to drink at least like a bottle of water like before you like go brush your teeth in the morning, because like you're like losing like a lot of I guess you're like losing like a lot of what's the word, bro? I'm slow right now. Losing like a lot of like water like when you're sleeping, because like you're breathing it out, so
dehydrated.
Yeah, dehydrated.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you're losing like a lot of that, so just like drinking like a bottle of water before you like do anything in the morning. And then just going to practice, like coming into practice, like knowing that you can like ball out,
mm-hmm.
like just like knowing the playbook, play fast and all that too. So,
I don't know if you're big with social media, but when you were saying like morning routine, have you been seeing this guy that's been going crazy?
I was
trying not to laugh because you're
crazy.
Like wake up, drink water. I'm just like what? Rub a banana peel.
Rub a banana peel on your face. I've seen that.
Saratoga
bro.
Water.
I've seen that, bro. I don't know. To me, I don't know. I actually find it like entertaining, to be honest. Like it's pretty funny. People call it like cringy and all that, but I'm like, bro's making this bread, so like can't hate on him.
He's insanely viral now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no, he's winning. He's the winner here.
No, he is. Like people clown on him, but bro's probably making like a meal now.
And who knows? It's probably it's been a bit this whole time.
Yeah.
But he's like, we're the ones, you know, like,
exactly.
See?
Yeah. We're, who knows? I mean, like, we're giving him all the views and likes and comments, so.
He's getting paid off exactly. of us. Yeah.
And yep. the water company that the Saratoga.
Dude. They sponsored yeah. him, right?
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. Yeah. If I'm Pellegrino, I'm pissed.
Ah, man.
Dude, they're like, oh, we got the wrong. Yeah. yeah we're crazy. Losing. We're losing money now.
I've already seen athletes coming in with that water now.
That would be crazy, bro.
Like walking in. That
would be crazy. I'm gonna know straight up where it came from too, bro.
I don't either. It's I've never seen it on the shelves until now. It's like it's everywhere.
It's crazy, bro. It's called Saratoga?
Saratoga, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty okay. sure, yeah.
I
yeah.
think that's what it is. And yeah. you can get like bubbly or like still.
Bubbly water?
Sparkling.
Oh, yeah. okay, sparkling water. Okay, okay.
Bubbly?
Okay. Yeah, I'm like bubbly. What's bubbly? Sparkling water, yeah.
Yeah. I know that. I think there's like the you know, the different types you can do. That's the, there it is. Yep, spring water.
Yep.
People are leaving Google reviews for this.
I wonder what those.
Bro, he was dunking his face too, like 4:30 a.m.
Nah, bro, I've seen that, bro. Like, yeah, like from the drown yourself, bro. Like, no,
drown yourself, yeah.
Bro, I remember, bro. I seen the video when he was he jumped in the pool at like 7:36, and then he landed in at 7:40. I was like, what am I seeing right now, bro?
He was crazy. Getting out at 7:40.
It was crazy, bro. Come on, bro.
And then just getting dressed. Thank you.
He ain't even talking to nobody on the computer screen, bro. He just
yeah. We're gonna need, or at least need 10,000.
Oh God, bro, come on, bro. Entertainment purposes only, man. Man, it was hilarious. And then like people's like starting to copy him now too. It's funny, bro.
It is. Yeah, it's a good bit right now, and yeah. all like the big companies are like, hey, locked in. It's yeah. like McDonald's is like all the Sprite and yeah, then, like, the bowl with the ice
bro,
cubes.
Wait.
That's funny.
I've seen it all, bro.
Yeah.
There's a review.
Tapped on Twitter.
3 days ago, speechless. Started drinking this water at the lowest point in my life. I had no friends or money. Was addicted to ketamine, and worst of all, I was short and skinny. Ever since I've been drinking this water, my entire life has changed. I now get up around 4:30 in the morning to start my meditation. I then go to my balcony to do push-ups. Later on, I day trade, write in my journal, and take a dip in the apartment pool. All with Saratoga spring water by my side.
Bro.
I'm now 6 foot tall, muscular, sober, and bring in $12,000 of passive income daily.
Straight shows on here, bro.
Thank you, Saratoga. You truly changed my life. Uncle Don's cult.
Funny.
Well, what do you like to do in your free time other than TikTok?
Bro, free time, yeah. really.
Breezy is the person. What do you like to do?
I mean, really? really, like, after practice, bro, I'm chilling, bro. I'm probably finna go out and eat something, go home, try to get some homework done. Play the game for sure. Like, already, shout out my 2K group, Kai and Gabe. Shout out y'all. Oh, and Eric Bowen, my dog. Like y'all, man. Play with them on 2K. And then I'll play my little brother in NCAA, bro. He's the most cheesiest player ever. The Sherman, if you watch him, just, bro, I don't like you. bro, he just, like, he'll find a play that works, and he'll just spam it, like, every single time. Like, he's
dude,
the cheesiest player ever. Like, he's a weirdo.
The lateral behind the line and then the wide receiver pass play.
He used that on me, like, a couple times, and I rage quit.
Good call.
So, yeah, it had me pretty hot, but I beat him for, like, the first time, like, in, like, 4 games yesterday, and I told him, like, I'm never playing you again, like, after that game, because, like, I'm not going to play you again, and then you do some cheesy stuff. Like, I'm not doing that again.
What console do you have?
PS5. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. This is why we brought him on.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
This is why.
My first console ever was a PS2. No, PS3. No, PS2, I think. And then I had moved, and I had to get, like, a freaking Xbox 360. So I was tapped in with the Xbox 360, and then I got an Xbox One. And I got back to the PlayStation. I think my sophomore year of high school, so.
Nice.
And ever since then.
I was OG Xbox,
yeah.
Xbox 360, and then I went PS4, PS5.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't never had a PS4, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Cool. It was good.
During that time, I think, like, the Xbox One was better than the PS4, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can make that, yeah.
Because
PS5 is goated, though.
Yeah, Xbox has, like, more games than, like, their little monthly pass thing.
Yeah, something that
but
they
PS5
had.
Don't be having, like, a lot of games. So.
Yeah. And yeah. I like MLB The Show, so yeah. PS4 was kind of strictly for that.
Yeah.
That's why I had it.
I'm just waiting for GTA 6 to come out so I can play that game, bro. I don't care how much it costs. I'm buying it. They were like, it's going to cost, like, $120. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't care, bro.
What's the most you would pay for that?
$200.
If they said $210, would you do it?
I'll do it.
Okay. So what's the most you'd pay for that?
$500.
Nah, 500.
No, 500. I mean,
220. 220.
Really?
That's
230.
It, nah.
It's right here.
Oh, God. I'm folding. I can't lie. I'm folding, bro.
But Breezy, it's literally, I have the copy.
I'm folding, bro. I can't lie.
I feel like 250. Like, 300, I'd be like, all right. Like,
this I was better. So biased.
ICCU, I didn't take out a loan,
bro. Like, I just, like, I love GTA. Like, GTA 5 was, like, my favorite game ever, bro.
Yeah.
Story mode was kind of. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Franklin.
Like, yeah, Franklin. Trevor. Bro.
It's crazy. Oh, bro. Shit.
Man.
Here we go again.
It's a crackhead, bro. It's a crackhead, bro.
That was a good game. Red Dead Redemption.
I never played that. I can't lie.
Really?
My favorite game.
So good.
Favorite game going up was probably Assassin's Creed. I forgot what it was called, bro.
The third one was the best one, right?
Assassin's Creed. Please 3. Tell me. It was with
that was the Revolutionary War one.
Yeah, that was the best one, bro. I played that game. Like, I'll delete
religiously.
It
religiously.
Yeah, I'll delete it and then I'll re-download it just to play the story mode. Swear, every single time.
Yeah, the one there with the British,
Unity,
the red coats.
Unity. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Was it Unity?
Yeah, Unity.
No, was it?
That's what I played.
Was
this
it?
One? Yep, I played this one too.
Best one. I don't care.
Type in Assassin's Creed 3. I want
to
see something.
Black Flag was cool, to be honest. I really enjoy it, though.
It was this one for me.
Oh, that one for you? Okay. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one with the rifles, mm-hmm. with the British.
Yeah, bro. It was tough.
They had the drums. Oh, was tough, I was bro. Like, I would be in a tree. I'd be like, here we go.
Bro, I used to spam that game, bro. Assassin's Creed. I mean, I still do. I'm probably going to re-download it here probably like 2 months, probably. Just to, yeah, play the whole story mode. Oh, yeah.
We got to run it sometime.
Let's do it, bro. Hit me. Hey, bro.
Okay.
I'm a gamer now, so I'm trying to like get into like the streaming area, to be honest. Like,
are you on Twitch?
I made a Twitch like probably like a month ago, but like I ain't really posting it. Like, I ain't posting anything. I just like had it. I put on my TikTok story. Like, I got some followers.
It's a different platform.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Know what you mean? Because it's like
it looks. It's way different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's way different.
Yeah, with how it works and like the algorithm, trying to build it up. Yeah. I couldn't dial it in either. I don't know. Something about it.
Yeah. I just bought my webcam too. I bought a webcam and I bought my whole setup. But my other computer, I guess it's a gaming computer only. So like, I can't stream off it. So I had to freaking buy a new one. So I'm gonna just use the one I have. I'm gonna just use one of the gaming computers I have, and then sell the other one, and just buy like another like a regular desktop. And
how many followers do you have on TikTok?
I think it's 76.9K or something like that.
Okay. You could go live on TikTok if you wanna.
Huh?
You could go live on TikTok.
Oh yeah, I know.
And you do the gaming on that.
The mobile.
Yeah, you can do like the.
I see all.
I've been seeing that. Like, it's the gameplay.
The display.
The webcam.
Then, yeah.
That's fire, bro.
Yeah. You got an audience right there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's just straight little kids just saying some crazy stuff in the comments. I can't lie. They be saying some outlandish stuff, bro. I can't say it on here, but
no. No. Oh my goodness, nah, dude. Some 11, 10-year-olds, I'll be like, how? I didn't even know what that was at that age.
They're crazy, bro. The times have gotten pretty wild. So
yeah, this internet is.
It's crazy, bro.
No joke,
bro. That's what, like, cause I have a baby right now. Like, she's 3 months old. Yeah, she's 3 months old right now. She will not be having no freaking social media until she's like in high school, bro. I can't lie.
I don't disagree.
Maybe till she's like a sophomore.
Cause, dude, like, you take one wrong click, one like, exactly, dude, I bro. Mean, you can.
It's different, and I know cause I've experienced it. So like, I'm not trying to put her through that, bro. Like, only educational videos. Gotta be smart.
What's it like being a dad?
It's fire, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, when she first came out, she was born on championship day, like against UNLV, December 6th, bro. It was amazing. Went to go see her. Yeah, I flew after the game to go see her. And I'm holding her. I'm like, well, like, this is not real, but like, it's like, she looks just like me, too. Here, pull a picture up of her real quick.
Okay. Oh, man.
Man, it's crazy. She looks just like me, bro.
Did you kind of have like a. People always say this, like, first dads.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, dude.
Yep.
Cute ass kid.
Beautiful, bro.
Her? What's her name?
Soraya. Soraya Nicole.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. She going to end up being a track star or a soccer player. She had no choice, so, yeah.
Good. Yeah, full head of hair, too,
bro,
already?
Bro, she has so much hair. It's crazy, bro. And she's.
Eyes.
As of right now, she's 20 pounds. Ginormous, and she's pulling like her mom was pulling her, like holding her arms, and she's like pulling herself up, bro. It's crazy.
Okay,
it's dance, bro.
So she's already an athlete. You're right.
Yeah, she's an athlete already. She's strong, bro.
and I knew it was coming though.
So when you were
my jeans.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you were holding her, did you have like a holy shit, I'm a dad?
Yeah. That was it, but like I didn't really like think it was real, to be honest. I'm still holding her. I'm like, this is fake, bro. Like, this is crazy. Like, she's like, she's just sleeping in my arms. I'm like, what the hell, bro? It was crazy.
Did it feel like your life immediately switched? Like, okay, it's all about her now.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, my perspective on things like changed like a lot, bro. Like, I'm going hard, bro. Like, I'm just like seeing stuff differently now, bro. Yeah, just going about my business like way differently.
I love it.
Yeah, bro. Just gotta take care of her, bro. That's my goal right now. Just take care of my kid,
Soraya.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, she's back home in Texas right now with her mom. So I was like, just chilling over there.
And Anna.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes, okay. Sir. So that'll always be home. It seems like.
Yeah. Sir, always. Always, man.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go.
Well, I think, hey, we've already hit an hour.
Let's do it. Hey, I felt like 30 minutes. I can't lie.
Dude, see, it flies by.
It's smooth, bro.
Shit, we got to hang out more often.
We have to run this back. I can't lie. Run it back. It's fine, bro.
Running back.
It's fine, bro. Come on.
Come on. No, yeah, we will run it back. Absolutely. Yeah. And hey, you know what? We also have another mic.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you, Sair.
Let's do it.
You, Malik.
Yep.
Dylan,
yep.
Anyone, any other goofy guys I don't know about other than the running backs? Who'd be like a good
Coach D?
Goofy guys. I ain't
Spencer
gonna lie.
Danielson.
I could try and get my running back coach up here too. I ain't gonna lie. He's a
J-Mont?
top five funniest guys I know.
Really?
Him, and then we got Amarion. Amarion's hilarious.
Okay.
Makes me laugh every single time.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else. Oh, Mr. Crash Out, Buck Benefield.
Ty.
Craziest guy I know, bro. He crashes all over everything. But, yeah.
Okay.
Funny dude, bro.
Well, to wrap up,
yeah,
I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look in this camera, give one message to Bronco Nation, hyping up the spring game, hyping up next season, whatever it could be. It can be however long you want to. Just one message for the fans. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bronco Nation, I'm excited to... going to my third year, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty excited, pretty excited season. So, like, just, like, coming off the season we had last year, we're expecting to do the same thing. So I hope y'all stick with us, and y'all keep on supporting. Love y'all.
I love it.
Yep.
One quick rapid fire before we wrap up.
Let's do it.
Okay, as a running back,
yeah,
would you rather play on turf or grass?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. We went to Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl. I love grass, I ain't gonna lie.
That grass is different.
I love grass. Grass, like, my cuts feel way better in grass than turf, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like nice grass.
Yeah, nice right? grass. But that grass is, like, pretty nice. So.
Literally rolled out,
yeah.
rolled in.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather play in the snow or the rain?
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Cold or wet?
I know I'm in Boise right now, but, bro, like, I'm not a big fan of the cold, bro.
Yeah.
Cold, bro. It's crazy. I'd say probably the rain.
Favorite Big X the Plug song?
Therapy Session.
Okay.
Bro, play it. I'm telling you, bro. Probably his best song, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Truck stick or hurdle?
I think hurdle's pretty, like, disrespectful, but, like, chucking somebody and this, like, bro, like, chucking somebody and then standing over them,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty tough, to be honest. So I think truck stick.
One teammate you could keep with you if you were stranded on the island, who would it be?
Man, shitting on the island. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think this like.
Because you got
to
have a combination of survival instincts.
Probably Buck.
Someone that can keep you happy and.
Ty Benefield.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't lie. All
right, that's what sold it, huh?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, he's crazy, but at the same time, he's funny. So, like, I feel like he's fearless.
Well rounded.
Yeah, so I feel like if it's like, if an animal tries to, like, attack us, he'll take care of it, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah.
Favorite restaurant in Boise? Or it can be in Idaho.
There's not, like, a really, like, a lot. Because, like, Texas, bro, like, you have, like, a lot, bro. Like, but I get here, and Boise just has, like, small little things, but.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little more, like, local here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a place called Country Bay Bistro. It's a seafood boil place. Pretty nice, bro. It's gas.
Are you a seafood guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big seafood guy.
Nice.
Shrimp, fish, crab, crawdads. What else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, to be honest, yeah.
When people don't like seafood, I just go, why?
Yeah, because I don't know. I guess, like, it's a texture thing, I guess.
Smell and texture is what I get, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell amazing, but, like.
It's, but when you eat
when
it.
You eat it?
It's different, bro.
Makes up for it.
It's different.
I had one more thing. Oh, yeah, favorite uniform combo at Boise State. What is it?
Favorite combo?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got so many.
You can even create your own. It doesn't have to be something you've worn.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie. I really wanted to pull out, like, these Halloween uniforms. Because, like, our team was talking about it. Black helmet.
Yep.
Orange face mask.
Yep.
And then all black jersey.
And orange Bronco.
Yeah, orange Bronco.
We wore that. I think it was when Rippin was the quarterback.
Oh, for real?
I think it was 2018. We had those.
Man, nah, that...
They were nasty.
That'd be tough, bro. That'd be tough. But really... I think the all black is probably like my favorite combo. It's just it makes you like look different, but it makes you like look more tough, to be honest.
It's hard to beat.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah, you can't mess it up either.
If we ain't talking about that though, then I think the blue orange blue is probably like my other favorite.
Blue orange blue. Okay, yeah. So Utah State.
Yeah, or the Fiesta Bowl unis. Fiesta Bowl unis go hard to me.
That's a staple, bro.
Yeah,
I was gonna say too, that is blue white orange.
Yeah,
slept on in my
slept
opinion.
On.
Blue, white, blue.
The
Portland State combo you wore this year.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was pretty tough. Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. White, blue, white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that slept on.
Yeah, no, it is for sure. And then other ones that we had, there's a blue, black, blue. We wore that, last one we wore that was last.
Fresco Bowl.
Not Fresco Bowl. It was the, what game was this, bro? It was against,
San Diego State?
San Jose State, when they came here to play us.
Oh, when they came here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty gas to me.
I love the Oreo. Black, white, black.
Oh, yeah. Black, white, black. Have we worn that? Oh, we have worn that, yeah.
At BYU.
Yeah, yeah.
With Hank and Khalil. Yes.
I wore that at Fresno my freshman year.
Oh, we did whip that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Tough loss that was.
Yeah, no, that was a bad loss, to be honest, but.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster.
Man, dude, the season was pretty crazy. I never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now we can officially wrap up.
Yeah.
So, Breezy, I appreciate you coming on, dude.
Oh,
seriously, you were a fantastic guest.
Let's do it again,
run
man.
This back.
Let's do it.
And we will play some video games.
Let's do it, bro.
Yeah, I got PS5. It. College football, what else do you have?
See, I got 2K25. I got...
Okay, I don't have 2K.
I got GTA 5.
I can re-download that.
It'll
take a month, but...
Yeah, Fortnite...
Got that.
This is other game called Phasmophobia.
I don't think I have that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that game,
bro. It's crazy, bro. It's looking creepy, bro. I'll be screaming.
Yeah.
I'll be screaming.
Same. It's like a jump scare game.
Kinda. Mm-hmm. It's like a mystery. Like it's like figure out like. I don't know. It's like a lot of stuff to be honest.
It's like a paranormal investigation.
Yeah,
game.
You're just investigating like a.
And there's
ghosts,
jump scares.
Something like that. It's hella jump scares.
Is like, there's, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I'll play. I actually got back on Roblox. So
I've never played that.
Roblox is gas.
Really?
Gas, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gas. Me, my girlfriend, and my little brothers play it too, so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sweet. We'll tap in.
Yeah.
But there you have it, guys. Thank you. Shout out Breezy for coming on. But wish him the best of luck this spring and also this fall. Been a pleasure, man.
Yes, sir.
As always, guys, Boise State, or even if you're not even a Broncos fan, wish you all the best. God bless. Peace and love.
Yep.
We'll see you for episode 158.
Peace.